I'd like to invite the children forward for a children's message. Hi. What's your name?
Owen.
Owen? Hi, Owen. I'm Pastor Anna. Do you want to come sit next to me? Hi. What's your name?
Andrew.
Hi, Andrew. I'm Pastor Anna. What's your name?
Everett.
Hi, Everett. How are you? What's your name?
Miller.
Hi, Miller. I'm Pastor Anna. Oh, and here's Cameron. Okay, the gang's all here.
Calvin.
And Calvin, yes. Hi, Calvin. I wanted to talk to you for a minute about the psalm that we just read a few minutes ago. It's a really famous psalm. In fact, I think it might be one of the most famous passages in all of Scripture, that even people who don't really know about the Bible, they know what the 23rd psalm is. And there's a verse in there that really caught my eye this week, and I thought we could talk about it for a minute. So when we read it aloud, we said this: "Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life." I wanted to do a little bit of digging, and I actually went to some of those words and wanted to figure out what they mean in the original Hebrew. And listen to this. This is what it could also mean: that God's love chases after us every day of our lives. God's love chases us. What do you think of when you think of chase? Calvin? Sometimes when we're being chased, it can be a bad thing, like somebody is trying to capture us or catch us. Do you ever on the playground at school or in your yards play chase, where you're just trying to catch each other and play tag? And usually when you're playing chase, somebody's running really fast and that person behind him is trying to catch him. Well, if that's what it looks like to play chase, what do you think it might look like if God's love chases after us? Can you imagine what that might look like? Yes, sir. That God's love is always following us everywhere we go. Because it says God's love chases after us every day of our lives. Now, there are some gifts about getting older, and one of those gifts is that we have more experience of witnessing, of seeing God's love chase after us. And so I can think in my brain of so many times when I've realized that God's love has been chasing me. I don't always realize it in the moment, but oftentimes when I look back on a situation, I can see that God's love was chasing after me. And there are times when we don't feel it chasing after us. There are times when we don't really even see it. But the truth is that God loves us so much that there isn't anywhere we can go where we can escape from God's love. You can try to run as fast as you can, and God's love is going to chase after you. You can try to hide somewhere else, but God's love is going to chase after you. You can't hide from God's love. You can't get away from it. God loves you that much. So maybe the next time you're playing chase with your brothers or with your friends or cousins, you can remember that God's love is always chasing after you. Always, always, always. Let us pray. Good morning, God. Thank you for today. Thank you for your love. Thank you that your love chases us. And there's nowhere we can go that your love doesn't follow us there. In Jesus' name, amen. Thanks for coming up, everybody. You can go back to your pews.